How OpenAI's ex-CEO Sam Altman, Microsoft, and other control oligarchs are weaponizing AI to dominate your life and upend capitalism. By Seamus Bruner on November 21, 2023. Microsoft, Amazon, and Google, among other mega corporations, are currently spending unprecedented sums of money to build out massive data centers in preparation for the artificial intelligence, AI, revolution. And harvesting your data is only the beginning. Control oligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life reveals that powerful multinational tech companies are already weaponizing AI and rapidly ratcheting up generative AI tools, which have the power to extinguish what remains of the free market. The book warns how the AI revolution could push Americans into a socialist dystopia. This will happen via mass layoffs, which, in turn, will lead to a meager welfare check called the universal basic income. The control oligarchs' end goal? Total control over you via a China-style social credit score system. This may sound hyperbolic, but consider the following. Last Friday, the board of the most prominent AI toolmaker, OpenAI, fired CEO Sam Altman for not being consistently candid. Altman's lack of candor risked the ChatGPT maker's ability to act responsibly, the board said. But Altman was not unemployed for long. He was swiftly hired by OpenAI's largest investor, Microsoft. With its hire of Altman, Microsoft is poised to make a great leap forward in the AI arena. If anyone knows the direction that AI is headed, it is Altman. He turned OpenAI into an almost $90 billion company almost overnight and has received praise from corporate titans like Google's former CEO Eric Schmidt, who called Altman a hero of mine. Sam Altman is a hero of mine. He built a company from nothing to $90 billion in value, and changed our collective world forever. I can't wait to see what he does next. I, and billions of people, will benefit from his future work. It's going to be simply incredible. Thank you. Eric Schmidt, at Eric Schmidt, November 17, 2023. So, where is AI headed? A lot of people working on AI pretend that it's only going to be good. It's only going to be a supplement, no one is ever going to be replaced, Altman told The Atlantic magazine in July, adding, jobs are definitely going to go away, full stop. Estimates for the number of jobs that AI will replace vary wildly, but most estimates are startling. Venture capitalist Kai-Fu Lee, who worked with both Microsoft and Google on their competing AI projects, told CBS's 60 Minutes in 2019 that around 40% of jobs worldwide are at risk within 15 years. According to Lee, AI will change the world more than anything in the history of mankind, more than electricity. In March, another AI expert doubled Lee's estimate, boasting that job losses caused by AI could top 80%. Job losses are a good thing, according to SingularityNet founder and CEO, Ben Goertzel. Goertzel helped popularize the term Artificial General Intelligence, AGI, and told AFP, I don't think that AI-driven unemployment is a threat. I think it's a benefit. How so? People can find better things to do with their life than work for a living, Goertzel says. Not very reassuring. Surely, it is no coincidence that OpenAI has been funding universal, or unconditional, basic income, UBI. Studies including, according to Altman, maybe the largest and most comprehensive UBI study in the world. Unfortunately, the results will not be available until 2024. But for now, it's full speed ahead. In July, when he was still running OpenAI, Altman launched a UBI-related crypto project called WorldCoin. The primary objective of the project is to create a world ID which the company has described as a digital passport to separate real humans from fake AI robots. To obtain your OpenAI World ID, WorldCoin will require you to do an in-person scan of your eye, just the iris, not the full eyeball, using its orb. More than 2 million beta users have signed up to have their irises scanned using WorldCoin's silver bowling ball-sized orb. Reuters reported that WorldCoin is scaling up orbing operations to 35 cities in 20 countries. Notably, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the United Nations, and others announced earlier this month at an event titled 50 in 5 that digital ID programs would be rolling out to 50 countries within 5 years. Control oligarchs blows the lid off the tyrannical push for mandatory digital IDs. The book reveals how digital IDs combined with central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, will amount to a de facto social credit score system as used in communist China. And, in addition to other control oligarch offerings such as virtual reality, VR, porn and maggot milkshakes, Ubi will be your only consolation in this increasingly dystopian present. In the past, Bill Gates has dismissed calls for Ubi, stating in 2017 that the US is not rich enough for the government to write welfare checks to everyone. In 2019, he echoed a previous statement, writing that we still need people to work to produce the goods and services of society. We are not rich enough to give up work incentives. Perhaps Altman can change Gates's mind. Ubi has been hailed by some as a dividend paid to workers facing imminent unemployment for their role in developing and disseminating the AI technologies. When you use ChatGPT and other AI language and image modeling tools, you are quite literally training your replacement. If you think that the world will surely band together and protest this impending hellscape, think again. One programmer in OpenAI's developer community pitched an idea for how humans can earn their keep in the not-so-distant future. Essentially, technology creates a real universal basic income for anyone willing to volunteer their DNA as their form contribution. Shockingly, the proposal was not dismissed outright. "I think you are making perfect sense," an OpenAI community member replied. But not everyone agreed that selling their DNA data is a solution. Just no. Feels incredibly creepy. "Sorry," an AI development firm executive wrote. Nonetheless, Microsoft has already filed a patent for a microchip that can be placed above or below the skin to facilitate buying and selling future goods. The Microsoft patent, called Patent 666 by conspiracy theorists, according to Snopes, allows gumptious individuals to earn cryptocurrency in exchange for their biometric data and performing monotonous activities like watching advertisements. As the AI arms race hurdles us all toward oblivion, many Americans facing potential job loss might be wondering, how much Ubi will I be receiving? Sam Altman predicts around $13,500 for each of the 250 million adults in America, according to his famous blog post titled "Moore's Law for Everything." Now, $13,500 per month is not bad, you might be thinking. Sorry, no, that's only $13,500 per year. Seamus Bruner is the author of Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and The Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, and Peter Schweitzer is Director of Research at the Government Accountability Institute. Follow him at Seamus Bruner.